Immune-Related Adverse Events, Machine Learning Model, Silent Evaluation, by Noah Prezant. As part of the 2021 Request for Application cycle, the Duke Institute for Health Innovation developed a machine learning model to predict emergency department and hospital admissions due to immune-related adverse events. These are potentially dangerous side effects that occur in up to 76% of patients undergoing immune checkpoint inhibitor therapy for various types of cancer. Immune-related adverse events may increase the risk of emergency department arrivals and hospital admissions, significant morbidity, and even death among cancer patients. Our goal was to use this model to identify high-risk patients, enabling healthcare professionals to intervene earlier and decrease the number of preventable acute care visits associated with immune-related adverse events. Our model performed well upon retrospective validation, yielding an area under the receiver operating characteristic of 0.76 and an area under the precision recall curve of 0.27. These values indicate the model's ability to distinguish between high and low-risk patients and its precision in identifying high-risk patients. We use the model results to divide the patient cohort according to risk thresholds. The high-risk threshold yielded a positive predictive value of 0.59 with a sensitivity of 0.04, and the medium-risk threshold yielded a positive predictive value of 0.27 with a sensitivity of 0.49. The next step was to perform a silent validation of a real-time clinical tool using this model. Sensitivity is commonly called recall, and positive predictive values are commonly called precision. The model underwent prospective silent validation starting on February 16, 2023, during which we assessed performance measures and clinical actionability. Silent validation refers to testing the model in real time without healthcare providers taking clinical action based on the model's predictions. The cohort included all patients receiving at least one immune checkpoint inhibitor dose within the prospective validation period. Once per week, our clinical tool identified new adult infusion patients, pulled new data on previously identified patients from the electronic health record, and updated patients' probability of admission within the next 3 weeks of the latest immune checkpoint inhibitor infusion. We instructed the model to categorize as high, medium, or low risk for admission according to established cutoffs. Advanced practice providers reviewed each patient identified as a high or medium risk to assess for agreement with risk designation and documented if action, e.g., call patient or contact provider, was warranted. Thus far, 9,982 infusion visits occurred during the prospective validation period. During this time, 608, that is 6.1% of, patients had an immune checkpoint inhibitor infusion, followed by readmission to the hospital or emergency department within 21 days. A total of 687 encounters were alerted for meeting medium or high-risk category criteria. The relatively low rate of emergency department visits and hospital admissions during this period likely contributed to a slightly decreased performance in the model compared to the retrospective validation. The performance showed lower sensitivity, 24.7%, than expected, likely because the model missed many admitted patients. However, the model was very specific. It was 94.3% and had a relatively high positive predictive value, which was 21.5% for admissions in the silent trial cohort. In the clinical review portion, a total of 134 patients were included in clinical adjudications by advanced practice providers. Patients identified by the model were almost exclusively, it was 98.5%, in the medium risk category, and reviewers felt that only 61.4% of these patients were higher than low risk. These results suggest that reconsidering the threshold for the medium risk category may be warranted before implementation to reduce false positives. The high risk category, 50% agreement, is challenging to assess due to the low number of patients during the silent validation period. Overall, 14.1% of patient cases in the medium and high risk categories were deemed actionable, which supports the model's utility despite the lower than expected relevance of cases. Overall, silent validation on a prospective cohort supported the real-world utility of our model. The model's performance, despite the challenges, demonstrated its potential to improve patient care by identifying high-risk patients and allowing for proactive interventions. Future implementation efforts must evaluate clinical impact and aim to ease provider burden. For instance, we must determine whether the model identifies high-risk patients that healthcare providers would not otherwise quickly identify. The project thus far represents a significant step towards improving patient care in oncology and a shift from reactive to proactive approaches in treating patients with immunotherapy.